This is a Hot Pie original.
Hello and welcome to the Amy Edwards Show. I'm your host, Amy Edwards. I am so happy that you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about how to listen. I know, we're going to talk about how to listen. And we do not have a guest today. It's just me. And I'm so stoked that we get to spend this time together. Stick around till the end because there's going to be a meditation at the end that I am going to try to make able to be listened to even with your eyes open if you're like doing something or driving, whatever it is. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully we can pull that off, right? So thank you so much for being here. Couple items of business. One, if you haven't subscribed to the newsletter yet, please do. That's at amyedwards.com on my website. And also please rate, review, and subscribe and share with a friend if you feel called. All those things in the podcasting world make a huge difference. And we're so grateful that you're here. And if you could do those things, be even more grateful. So thanks so much. Let's get going. Okay, listening, how to listen. That's what we're talking about today. You know what? It just kept coming up for me. And so I had to sit with it and accept it. I had to listen to the fact that this was coming up for me, just thinking about how to listen and ways that we listen and how we can do better about that. And the paradox of it, the great paradox of it, is that the better we listen, the more clear we are in our own messaging and our own voice. I think that's true. So that's what we're going to delve into today. So I'm lighting some Palo Santo and just kind of sitting here with my intention a little bit. I mean, even this morning in meditation in Hape, I was like, I just tried to get really, really quiet and think, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Because, well, I'm feeling better. As many of you know, I had COVID and it kind of set me back, you know, with podcasting and everything that I do. And so I had to come do it from home. So I'm back in the studio. So check us out on YouTube if you haven't yet. I have on like a super cute little outfit today too. So you might want to check that out on YouTube. And also big thanks to our team here at Hot Pie for putting together that episode where I worked from home and with East Forest from Costa Rica. It's really beautiful too. If you want to check that out on YouTube, the scenery was gorgeous and they did a great job putting that together. So big thanks to the team in Costa Rica and everybody here at Hot Pie, Joseph and Colton. Super grateful for all y'all. So I had COVID and that set me back because I had to cancel an episode because I couldn't record it. I had a guest come in town who hopefully will be back soon. And I was left kind of wondering what I was going to do this week because I had some other things going on. And, you know, I thought, oh gosh, do I do another solo episode? You know, there's like a fear around it because you think you need this thing to lean on. Like, how many times do we do that? You become accustomed to, whether it's a podcast conversation or whether it's just business decisions, or maybe it's parenting, maybe it's anything where you're kind of relying on that other person, you know, and to bounce your ideas off of, to have someone to talk to have someone else talk. So many times we do that. I think I've told this story before. I'm sure I have it somewhere along the way in my podcasting, but I used to have a clothing store and I had someone that I made all the buying decisions with for years. And then something happened and she left and I was on my own with buying for quite some time. And I had lost all confidence in my own voice with it. And it was really nerve-wracking in a business environment to not have that confidence in what was going to sell and what we needed to have. And I had to really work hard to find my own footing in it and trust myself and listen to my own inner voice. And so I guess that's what I'm getting at. Like, it can be tricky to just sit down and trust yourself and know that this is what you're supposed to be doing right then. And so I just had to like shirk off my own resistance and lean into talking today just one-on-one, which I actually really enjoy doing. So that's what we're doing today. Of course, there is this irony that's not lost on me that we are talking, that I am talking about listening. But it's such an important skill. And you listen to podcasts, clearly. And I think that we can get in a habit of filling ourselves with so much content. And I've talked about this in the past, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 episodes about just sitting and getting quiet and letting things absorb, because we're constantly filling ourselves to the point where listening, are we even really listening? We're just hearing, maybe. And then you're not listening and really, really absorbing. Or maybe we're listening in ways that we're going to be able to let go of some things that aren't serving us in listening, which I'm going to get to in just a few minutes. So, I was researching listening before I did this, and it said that there are 4 types of listening. I don't know if I agree with this or not. They were appreciative. What? Empathic. I get that. Comprehensive and critical. Those sound kind of school oriented or something, don't they? But what I made up my own, I made up a 5th type, and it's called quiet, just quiet listening. That means there's not an agenda. That means you're letting it sit. That means that you are listening to what you're being shown and what's right in front of us. So it's not even listening necessarily to like a podcast or something like that, but it's listening all the time. Like today, I mentioned Hape. So the last few days, we got like a new Hape, which if you're not familiar with Hape, I've talked about this before. It's a practice of using ground up tobacco, and you use a little applicator. Someone can serve you or you can serve yourself, and you blow it up your nose. They blow it up or you blow it up yourself, each nostril. And it's grounding. It's a tobacco that grounds you. There's all these different types of it too, and like flavors essentially. And it gets you just quiet in the moment. And it doesn't feel great at first. It feels like your brain's on fire, but in kind of an enjoyable way. Anyway, we got some new Hape. And when I tried it a day or two ago, it like got stuck in the back of my throat, like on the, you know, the thing that hangs down. I think it's called your uvula. It kind of got stuck there. And I was like, I don't know if I like this. This is bugging me. I'm supposed to be meditating and it's like bothering me, and I'm trying to drink something or blow my nose. And I slowed down for a second and thought, okay, how can I listen to this? How can I listen to whatever I'm supposed to hear right now? And I mean that just in any sense, like listening to your body, listening to those moments, listening when it's not necessarily a sound, right? Just getting quiet enough to pay attention to the moment, getting present enough to pay attention to the moment, to what I'm supposed to be hearing right now and listening to. Does that make sense? I hope so. So I tried to listen to my uvula. Is that right? Is that what it's called, Joseph? You know, he doesn't know. So I think so. I'm going with uvula and the dangly thing. And so I was like, you know what? It's telling me to just get more in touch with my voice. It's telling me to just breathe a little deeper, to just slow down, to just sit, to be uncomfortable for a second. That's all okay. And I think we can brush these things off and just want them to go away so many times when we can actually listen to them and let them show us something interesting. I tried to do that with COVID. So, because I just wanted it to go away, because it did hurt. Like my body hurt in a weird way. I couldn't take a deep breath. And I would just, if I did, I would test it out sometimes. And I'd be like, I breathe in really deeply. And then I'd just cough, you know, and then I would cough for like 15 minutes off and on. And I was like, okay, clearly I can't take a deep breath. And so, I tried to just back up and think, what can I listen to right now? What can I listen to about my body? And I just want to stress too that I'm not trying to discount people who are suffering from real illnesses or cancer or anything like that. Of course, you're listening to your body. I'm just saying in everyday moments or when we have something that's bothering us or a headache or something, can we really listen? Can we really get quiet and tap in? I had a headache all day yesterday for I don't know what reason. And you know what? I just tried to listen to it. Is it trying to tell me something? Is it trying to tell me I need more hydration? Is it trying to tell me that I need more sleep? What is it trying to tell me? And so many times we're not listening. We just push it aside. We're absorbing so much content all the time. We have things coming at us. It is such a noisy ass world. And how can we just slow down and get quieter and really, really listen to what's clear in front of us, to what's really being shown to us, instead of making it whatever we want to make it, turning on music, whatever it is. I mean, maybe that's what we're supposed to be listening to right then, but maybe it's not. Maybe we're masking it in some way. So I did have a lot of listening to do with COVID, and I didn't really want to, but I forced myself, and it forced me to do this show when I would like to have someone to lean on and lean into and, you know, share the moment with. But I do that. Of course, that's coming. Instead, I have to sit here and I have to lean into what I'm being shown and listen to what I'm being told, because the word listen just kept coming up in my meditations. So I'm like, fine, I'll listen. So I think the way that I looked at it, there are four things that we can let go of if we're really going to consciously, quietly listen. So here they are. Number one is what to say next. Can we let go of what to say next? Because so many times we're listening and already forming what we want to say in our heads. Even with podcasts, I find myself like forming thoughts about what I might tell someone else about that. Or if you're in a conversation, you're already forming what you're going to say next. Can you just let go of that? Quiet listening, let's go of that. It doesn't worry about what you're going to say next. In the grief podcast that I did with Marina, maybe 3 or 4 shows ago, How to Alchemize Grief, we mentioned this, and I'm going to reiterate it. John that's here was talking about a grieving process one day, and that someone he knew came and just sat with him. And I think that's such a beautiful example of not worrying about what to say next. Because in those situations with grief, we really, really don't know what to say next often, you know? Or you're worried about getting it wrong or right. You know, like, oh my God, I need to say the right thing to this person who's going through this traumatic thing. And so many times we can say the wrong thing, especially when death is involved. Like, it happened for a reason or something, you know? No one wants to hear that at that moment. And so letting go of what to say next is really beautiful in those kind of instances. And it just, I don't know, there's something about it that just takes the pressure off of you. And if you just let go of what to say next, you are really, really listening. And then sometimes it comes to you and you don't have anything to say. You just nod and smile. And I think that's cool. I think that's totally fine. And then maybe you just sit there for a second, and then maybe you think of something that naturally forms in that next sentence. Maybe you are clearer. Maybe that's, you know, that paradox, right? Becoming a better quiet listener in order to voice something more clearly and get really clear on your own thoughts and your own voice, stronger in your own voice. So cool. All right. So that's number one, letting go of what to say next. Number two is letting go of defensiveness and the need to be right or talk. So my partner and I kind of had a fight the other night, and he felt like I was comparing him to one of my ex-husbands in a way that he didn't like at all. And he got super defensive about it. And then I got defensive back, and then our communication was just gone. and it wasn't pretty. And we don't usually fight much. So it was really surprising. It kind of caught me off guard because we don't usually do that. And I wanted to be right and he wanted to be right. But in that time, later we talked about it and we were like, maybe we can find ways to just listen and to drop that defensiveness. Even if I felt like he was comparing me, you know, to his former spouse or something like that, right? Like maybe we can just drop that defensiveness and let go of it, let go of being right and let go of any attack that we feel and just listen, just get quiet and listen without a fucking agenda. So many times we've got that agenda. I do it. I totally do it. Okay. So number three. So we're saying the four things to let go of, what to say next, defensiveness, the need to be right. Number three is judgment, which that one is such a tall order right now, right? Because with politics right now, with vaccines, I mean, I feel like I have two different worlds of people going on where one is constantly talking about, you know, vaccines being wrong and, you know, big pharma, all that kind of stuff, right? And then I have the other side that's like, everyone needs to get the vaccine. And there's a lot of judgment around that. So how can we just get quiet with really hot topics, right? And let go of judgment because you're going to have your own opinions. But I think that kind of blurs into that needing to be right part, right? But no matter what, even if you're just listening to me right now, judgments might be coming up. But can you just drop those? And like, I was meditating the other day and I had to force myself not to even judge my own thoughts, not to even be thinking things, instead to just trust that if I got really quiet and just sat and listened, the answer would come to me. And you know what? Going back to that fight that my partner and I had had, that did happen. I forced myself to not make judgments about it and to just sit and not even think about it, not even try to understand it, not even try to make a wrong or right or figure it the fuck out. Instead, I just sat with it. And then I ended up going and taking a shower and not thinking about it. And suddenly the answer came to me. And it wasn't judgmental. It wasn't judgmental in any regard. Instead, it showed me a clear boundary of my own, of what I'm choosing in a partner and what I really want. And I was like, oh, that just got really clear and easy. And then I expressed it to him and he was like, I completely understand that. Easy, easy. But it took like conscious, really like a push for me to just listen and drop my own judgments all the way around, which is fucking hard. And especially if we're talking about vaccines, politics, gun violence. Maybe you have like a parent in your life that is super, you know, right wing or very, very, you know, liberal minded or whatever it is that you don't agree with. Like, can you just drop the judgment? And as I'm saying that and staring in the camera and thinking about that, I mean, I think of Alex Jones. That is one person. He's a sticking point for me. Alex Jones is a tough, very tough one for me. Could I listen to him quietly? Life is just showing me, like, can you? I hope I'm not forced with that circumstance because I don't want to fucking listen to Alex Jones, right? And I don't want to listen without judgment and quietly because I think my blood pressure would start to rise. Yeah, I know. I know. That's like, I'll so funny when you can think of that one person or that the one kind of situation that can really get you and you put it in those terms and you're like, can I really walk the walk of this? I don't know. It's a practice. And that's what we're doing. We're just trying to get there. We're just trying to get there with the practice. So baby steps. For now, I do it, you know, with my partner. I do it here. I'll do it with you. I'll do it in meditation. That's right. But who knows? Maybe I could. I don't know. I don't want the universe to challenge me with that right now. All right. The fourth thing of what to let go of, to listen quietly. So we've got what, letting go of what to say next, letting go of defensiveness, the need to be right or talk, letting go of judgment, and letting go of comparison. Because I think that when we're not quietly listening, there's just this huge element of comparison in there. I know that I just heard some really good news about someone I know the other day. Actually, I can think of lots of times this has happened. When you hear good news about someone and you instantly just start a little broken fucking record in your head, like a little tape starts playing and you just automatically are like, your self-esteem gets affected, or you compare and you just think about how you're not where you want to be right now. How old am I? Holy shit. I'm 10 years older than this person. I don't have a published book, you know, whatever it is. And you just, those take you out of the moment, out of that presence that you need for quiet listening. They're just, it's going to take you right away. It's going to pull you into depression about the past, or anxiety about the future, and not into that quiet, active, quiet listening. Maybe we'll call it that, active quiet. So the four things that you kind of let go of: what to say next, defensiveness and the need to be right, judgment and comparison. Those are my four anyway. If you've got a fifth, I would love to hear it. But does that mean you were, I don't know, were you active, quiet listening right then? This is all a test. No, it's really not. It's really not all a test. But I just feel like it's just this giant paradox, just like everything else. Like everything about all that we do, about all our self-improvement and all that, is a big paradox. Like, you've got to feel it before it's reality, rather than have the reality before you feel it. So that means getting quiet, listening, and letting go of all these things makes you a better speaker, talker, voicer of whatever it is that you need to voice. It's weird. It's like you've got to get quiet to speak better. That doesn't sound like it should make sense, but I swear it does. I swear it does. To prepare for this, I just had to sit. I just had to get quiet. And so I did. I was just being told to listen. So I did. I listened. And hopefully it came across clearly. I'm counting on that it did. So, all right. So that is the main stuff that I wanted to share with you today about listening. And now I want us to do a little meditation to wrap up today before we do our little business at the end. So let's just sit and be still for a second. I lit some Palo Santo. I like to light something. It doesn't matter if you do or not. I'm actually holding a crystal that Adrian gave me, this little beautiful little amethyst. So I'm just quietly holding that and going to focus on my breath. And I'm going to encourage you to tap into your breathing. If you want to light something, that helps me. Take off your smartwatch if you can. But if you're driving, that's okay too. You can just listen to the sound of my voice and pay attention to what's going on around you. Listen to what's going on around you too, or you can pause it and you can come back a little bit later. So you don't need anything special right now. Just breathe in and breathe out and tap into your breath and try to let any thoughts that are coming up fade away. Any worries that you have in the moment, anything like that is going to come up. That's okay. Try not to judge it. Try not to worry about it. Try not to get wrapped up in whether or not you're going to forget it, because it'll come back. It always does. Just inhale and exhale. And think about, with each inhale, this life force. That's what Reiki is. This life force that flows through us. With each inhale and exhale, there is a life force that is flowing into us from the top of our head, from our mouth, from our nose, inside of us, throughout your whole body. Maybe it fills up your chakras, starting with the bottom. You can feel your root chakra just opening with that breath. Works your way up a little bit. Your sacrum, your solar plexus, your heart. Breathe in and breathe out. It's just all right there. This beautiful, full life force flows into your throat, into your head, into your third eye, your crown. It's all throughout you, lighting you up with this visible movement of an in and out. How beautiful that is. How wonderful. It's there for us to listen to all the time. So as you're sitting here thinking about this, tap in to your voice, your throat. See a blue light in there. And just listen, just active, quiet, listen to my voice while you breathe in and out and see that blue light in your throat. There it is, glowing. With each inhale, it gets brighter. With each exhale, it gets brighter. How about that? It doesn't dim on the exhale. It continues to glow. And with everything that you hear, you get quieter. You get more glowing with everything that you hear, with every breath, with every bit of life force, with your active quiet. How beautiful. And imagine your voice. Your voice is important. Your voice is clear. Your voice is not weighed down by defensiveness, by worry of what to say next, by insecurity. Those things are not even a part of it. By thoughts and judgments, those are exhaled. All there is this purity, and it knows it's stronger. This clarity, this beautiful light, this beautiful life force makes it more clear. Just breathe into that. Can you really see it? Can you imagine your eyes even floating down there and seeing it just a little bit? If you're driving, maybe not. Maybe you just envision it. Allow it to open just a little bit more. How does it look to you? Do you see ways that it doesn't open? Just by listening now quietly, dropping all your thoughts about it, all your judgments, anything that comes up, anything that you're worrying about, just by dropping that, it's getting stronger just by listening. Just allow it just to be open. Just allow it to shine with a bright blue light. That life force reinforcing it, reinforcing. Now imagine it with some wings on it. Can you put those wings on it? It wants to fly. Your voice is made to fly. And as you listen and sit and be grateful for a moment for the fact that you can hear, for those ears, for the sound that we are blessed to hear. How beautiful. How amazing that the two ears can strengthen your one voice. That they can help amplify it. If you can just slow down and let go. Each breath strengthens it and lets go of judgment, comparison, defensiveness, worry about the next thing. The present moment's all that matters. That's all we have. And the wings in your voice can flutter and continue to rise higher. your voice matters as those wings spread. You have this vision to return to it anytime, just to get quiet with your two ears, with the sound that flows into you. The quiet that strengthens your own voice. How beautiful that is. And as we come out of this, just remember that bright light that comes with quiet. It gets stronger with quiet. It's amazing how that works. And I even had to do it myself for this. Just trust. The next right thing is right there. You don't have to do anything to get there. You have the wings. You have the quiet. You have your own breath in every moment. Even if a deep breath makes you cough, that's okay. Just take a smaller breath. It's all right. Doesn't matter. Just take your breath, let it flow, and connect with that life force that's always there for you. And sometimes we think, I don't have this down. I'm not doing it right. I need to really feel it. No, you don't. Just a little envisioning. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Just a little envisioning. I promise. And that's a beautiful thing. All right. Thank you so much for being here today. We're going to do a little business wrap up, but I hope you enjoyed that meditation. I enjoyed doing it. It was fun. All right. Love you so much. And thank you so much for being here today. Look forward to being back with a guest again next week. Okay, thank you so much for being here today and just trying that, just doing it. And I meant what I said at the end when, you know, so many times we're like, oh gosh, no, I'm not doing this right. And we hold ourselves to some weird standard. But again, then we're not listening, right? That's not active listening. You're making judgments, you're making comparisons, and you're figuring something as different than it really needs to be or really is rather. And you don't have to do anything special. Just a little bit of visualization matters. It goes a long way. Don't figure it has to be some other way. That's all it is. I swear. I think that like we look at all these gurus and stuff like that and think that they're doing it some really big way. And I don't know, maybe they are, but who cares? Just do it small. Just do it a little. That's great. And it makes a total difference. See if that helps you just active listening, just active quiet listening. Over the next day or two, just do a little experiment. See if you can just, I don't know, active, quiet, listen and what that brings to you. And maybe you turn off, you know, some content. Maybe you sit a little more. Maybe you just get a little quieter at times and just see if you get some kind of clarity. See what happens. Just, I like we've been talking about, just treating everything as a little experiment. Just like, what the hell? Just try it and see what happens, right? Maybe you don't like it. Who knows? I don't know. Just give it a shot. I want to thank you so much for being here. And we will have another guest next week, which I'm stoked about. And big thanks to our team here. And if you can, sign up for my newsletter. It's at amyedwards.com. It goes a little bit deeper every week on what I'm talking about in these episodes and just comes from my heart. So again, that's at amyedwards.com. Please also subscribe, rate, review, or just reach out to me and tell me what you think. If you had another thought about quiet active listening or what that means to you or something else that we can let go of, I am all ears. So send it to me, amy@amyedwards.com, or just reply to my newsletter too. That's another way that you can get in touch with me. Or find me on social media too at Real Amy Edwards, although I don't see my messages as much there, but I do see the comments for sure on my posts when I post about these episodes. So I want to just say another big thank you to the team at Hot Pie, to you for being here. I'm just immensely grateful every single time I get to sit down here and talk with you and share what's coming up for me from my heart. What else do I need to share with you? I think that's probably it. Just that the rate and review really makes a difference, and we're trying to build those up. So super grateful for all that, and share it if you can with a friend. All right. So, I love you. And, that's what this is all about. You know, I'm just here to listen, get quiet, and then use my voice and whatever comes up to help you strengthen yours and just make this world just a more high vibe in place all the time. So until next time, peace, love, health, wealth, abundance, joy, clarity, good shit to you and yours. I'll catch you next week.
Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this show, please rate and review. It totally matters. And I encourage you to spread the love too and share this episode with a friend if you feel called. Find me and my newsletter sign up at amyedwards.com. And you can also connect with me on Instagram at @RealAmyEdwards or in Clubhouse at @AmyEdwards or write to me. It's amy@AmyEdwards.com.